The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, this is my third try at what I've found to be a very difficult homily to preach. And I think I've found something just in between the two masses now that perhaps unlocks the door for us to enter and enjoy this great mystery that we have in front of us of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And it's this. This action on Jesus' part, this laying down of his life for you, right, for us, but for you, is one of sheer gratuitousness. Okay, the word is too big. Okay. Let me think. No, we can do nothing at all to deserve what Jesus has done for us. That's the key to unlock the whole of the spiritual life. We can do nothing to deserve what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus has given up his life for us. And we know just how, we can see in Jesus' action the embodiment of great love. And we know just how great a love that is. It was just a few weeks ago where we had that horrible hostage situation in France, where a young policeman, soon to be married, gave up his life to free one of the hostages. And it was like worldwide news for days, because that love is not all that common. How much more do we see that in Christ, who has given himself for us? We, who were hostages to the rule of sin and death, Christ gave himself to ransom us, to set us free. My friends, Jesus speaks to us now. He is the good shepherd. His sheep know his voice and follow him. What does God speak to you today? Let me offer two aspects of one reality. God speaks to you today love. He speaks love. And he speaks life. As he speaks love and life, we are called to entrust ourselves to him as sheep to the shepherd. We cannot know the way to fullness of love and life if not for our shepherd leading us poor sheep. And that is the word he speaks to us today. Love and life. And we can see that the end of this passage. This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life in order to take it up again. The life of God from before the beginning of time, outside of the beginning of time, the life of God is love. The life of God is, in their tripersonal exchange of Father, Son, and Spirit, is self-forgetfulness. Self-gift to the other for the sake of the other. Perhaps as we receive this word of love and life from God, who is our good shepherd, we can be led in that same love. We can become, like God himself, self-forgetful, self-giving. It's only when we take on the life of God that we can be freed from our own selfish and small concerns to live a life of true selflessness as God has shown us. My friends, it's not perhaps all that surprising that policeman who laid down his life for one hostage in the middle of France some weeks ago was known to be a faithful Catholic. He knew the love of God. He knew the love of Christ, the Good Shepherd. He heard Jesus' voice, and he followed him.